So, rest homes in the spotlight this morning after Bupa have been fined $10,000 over the care of Frieda Love at a St Kilda home in Cambridge. Her son, Robert, visited her last October. He found her shivering under a thin blanket on a urine-soaked bed. This case has led to renewed calls for an independent inquiry into the rest home care. Aged Care Association CEO Simon Wallace is with us. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
How does that stuff happen?
Look. First of all, one case is one too many, and we don't accept anything less than the best standard of care from our members. And in this case, Bupa has admitted its deficiencies and it's apologised and it's put remedial actions in place. So it's not good enough, and it shouldn't happen. But Bupa has taken responsibility as it should.
Are there other cases out there? If I opened every door in every rest home in the country and said, show us your best work, would I find trouble or not?
Mike, the rest home sector in New Zealand is very highly regulated, as it should be, given the vulnerability and the acuity of the people that we're looking after. It should be highly regulated. We must meet very rigorous audit and reporting systems, and all of those are publicly available. There's also a complaints process in place that residents are aware of and made aware of. So it's not that it's an industry that's not highly regulated at all.
So is there my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, is there variation of care in the industry? I've always seen the industry as an industry in which you can get the very best, and there's a bunch of skullduggerous bastards out there as well doing the very worst.
No, every certified rest home in New Zealand, and we have about 600 members, must meet the health and disability sector standards. So they've got to meet those standards in order to be certified and in order to be operating. So we would expect a consistent and high standard of care from all our members all around the country.
Any point to an inquiry then?
No, I mean... Mike, as I said, the rest home sector is very highly regulated, and we've got rigorous internal and external processes. I think where we could be putting our efforts is into a much speedier complaint process. I mean, in this case, the complaint process took too long, and that shouldn't be the case. And whether it's the Health and Disability Commissioner or the District Health Boards, we need to speed up those complaint processes for the benefit of our residents.
Simon, appreciate your time very much. Simon Wallace, Aged Care Association boss, with us this morning.